October 31st. This is Detective Kerry Peterson of the Sheriff's Department. I'm speaking with was an employee of AMR. He's a paramedic, and he was working in Rescue Unit 451 on October 22nd, 2001. He responded to an officer-involved shooting in the city of Camarillo. Can you tell me in your own words, from, say, the point you got the call, you know, what you guys did, when approximately you arrived, and what did you take care of?
When we arrived on scene, we were the second rescue ambulance to arrive. The other RA 443 was on scene and confirmed that we had one patient on scene. We were canceled, and then we were reassigned to the assignment to pick up an individual. We arrived on scene. Scene was secure. We walked up with our gurney, and we were given a report by another paramedic of an individual that they had in C-spine precautions that was in the vehicle that looked to have mild to moderate front-end damage as he tried to leave the parking lot. I noticed that there was a...
Did you understand this individual to be a suspect or another policeman?
Once I got on scene, I learned that he was the suspect.
And do you know if he was the driver of the suspect vehicle or the passenger?
I was told he was the driver.
Okay.
That he was complaining of, I believe, neck pain from the traffic collision that he was involved in the parking lot. And once we got him in full C-spine, we placed him on the gurney and then proceeded to do another assessment once he was back in the ambulance. And the secondary survey appeared unremarkable. He had some oral trauma, but he was alert and oriented times four and just was complaining of neck and back pain.
Okay, so you have to treat him other than... well, you didn't put him in the C-spine thing, did you?
No, the paramedic from Rescue 443 had him already C-spine and mobilized.
Oh, okay, so you guys simply loaded him into your vehicle?
That's correct.
And then where did you transport him?
We took him to VCMC with
okay.
another deputy that was in the back of our ambulance.
Okay, and during the time, during the ride back, were you driving or were you in the back?
I was in the back with the patient.
Okay. Did you at any time hear that patient, the suspect in this case, make any spontaneous statements about the shooting?
I believe he said that he, my main concern was for him to make sure that he had no head trauma or any other trauma to his body. So I was asking him where he was and whatnot and make sure he was alert and oriented and he wasn't knocked out. And what I was told from him was as he was leaving the parking lot, he struck several vehicles and then stopped, and all he remembers is putting his hands out, hearing a deputy saying, you know, put your hands out the window, and he did. And he was telling me he thinks he was knocked out, which would lead me to believe that he wasn't because he remembers the entire process of hitting all the vehicles, and he was saying he was sorry. And other than that, I didn't hear any other comments made by him.
Okay. Do you remember that individual's last name at all?
No, I don't have our PFR right in front of me. I don't remember his last name.
Okay, but you would have records there with the company as to who you transported?
That's affirmative.
Okay. And would you think you'd recognize the guy again if you saw him again?
That's correct.
Okay. Let me think. Is there anything else that you can tell me about what happened? Well, when you got him to VCMC, you turned him over with the deputy who rode over there with them, with you, you turned him over to the medical staff and that deputy, is that correct?
That's correct.
And then you left?
Yes, I filled out one of the cards so the deputy could contact me after.
Okay, and were you also riding and working with...
That's correct.
Those are the two individuals that are your partners?
That's correct.
Okay. Thanks very much.
No problem.
Sure appreciate it. We'll be getting in touch with you if we need anything further.
Great. I'm glad I could help.
Thanks.